Along with the rest of the UN family, UNFPA contributes to the achievement of the SDGs. What are some of the examples specifically in the Asia-Pacific region?
Let me take the example of gender equality and you know, the SDG 5. UNFPA, you know, we are working in the area of sexual and reproductive health and reproductive rights. And gender equality and women's empowerment, absolutely key if we're going to make any progress on sexual and reproductive health, and also to make sure that women and men can enjoy their reproductive rights. And we work together with the whole UN system. Human rights in general can't be, is something which every agency in the UN system should address and you know, work towards. So that's one part. Specifically, we are looking at gender-based violence in different countries. We are getting data how it looks in the Pacific, for example, or in throughout the whole region of Asia Pacific. And that helps us to work with governments and other partners to suggest policy changes, to see what can be done when it comes to the legal framework for strengthening women's rights and gender equality. But also to provide solutions and prevention activities so that, you know, we can really make sure that no woman should be a victim of gender-based violence. For example, in humanitarian situations that we have in Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh, we are funding 19 women-friendly spaces where we create a safe space for women to come who have been suffering from rape or other kinds of violence while they were leaving Myanmar. We are funding organizations to work with women, to let them, you know, provide psychosocial support.
You mentioned Cox's Bazar, which is a response to conflict. The Asia-Pacific region is prone to disasters and conflict. Do you find that sexual and reproductive health is left out in some circumstances? Or?
It has become better. I mean, if you go back 10, 15 years ago, nobody really considered that women are pregnant also during a humanitarian situation, and they need maternal health services. And I think UNFPA, we have argued internally, we have worked with our member states, and these days we have been acknowledged and recognized for the work we're doing to provide maternal health services in a humanitarian situation. We are quickly to distribute dignity kits so that women, if they are menstruating, have access to the whatever they need in a situation like that. And I think within the international community, it is now firmly on the agenda. And we can see all the work that we're doing in Cox's Bazar, or for example, at the latest cyclone in Tonga, where UNFPA, with the support of Australia and New Zealand, quickly could come out on the ground with and distribute either dignity kits, which includes towels and other products that you need in terms of making sure that you can take care of your hygiene.
So there's progress towards the SDG goals in this area?
Of course it is. Yeah. But it takes time. And, when you're talking about sexual health or reproductive health, it's really behavioral change and, change at the local, at the community level. And that is, it looks different from one country to another. So you can't just find one framework. And Asia Pacific, it's vast. It's the situation in Iran, Afghanistan, South Asia, the Pacific, and East Asia. So it's a huge area to cover. But we are doing progress, but it takes time.
Some of the projects and policies that UNFPA may be advocating in terms of sexual and reproductive health, do you have any issues in regards to a possible rising political and social cultural conservatism?
You know, UNFPA and the mandate, I mean, in terms of which was established in the International Conference on Population and Development, especially sexual and reproductive health and reproductive rights, we have always been seen barriers to move the agenda forward. We've always been facing conservatism, if you like, or forces or groups of people trying to undermine the agenda. So this is something we are living it. But by and large, we are making progress. There is always this element of trying to undermine the agenda. And for me, that's a reflection on how societies and societies and communities view the value of women and girls. And it's so important that we can move away from that and find constructive solutions.
So you're not negative or find any signs of a eroding of individuals' human rights globally?
That, of course, there are drawbacks, when certain issues on our agenda come on the table, especially for young people to have access to family planning or information about sexual health or sexuality, it's not acceptable that they can't find this information, and that happens in societies.
It's business as usual for you, though, because you're saying it always happens.
You know, we always have to work with that. Mm. And, today, for example, we have to be very, very clear that no one should be left behind. No discrimination whatsoever. Everybody should have access to information and services when it comes to sexual and reproductive health. That's key, and that has to be UNFPA, and it is UNFPA's message in countries.
And that would be your call to action for the Asia-Pacific region?
Absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, there are two things that I see as absolutely key in getting, you know, the ICPD agenda forward, and that's gender equality, women's empowerment, and women's rights. Without that, we cannot move forward. Yes, things are getting better by and large, but it can never be acceptable that women or young people cannot have access to what they need to have access to in order to, you know, to decide over their own bodies or improve their reproductive or sexual health. And that is, you know, at the end of the day, we need to achieve zero unmet need for family planning, zero preventable maternal deaths, and also zero harmful practices which include gender-based violence. And if we can achieve that, we can move forward very quickly with the agenda. And that's also coming back to what we discussed in the beginning. It's how we are linking more concretely our work to the Agenda 2030 and the Sustainable Development Goals.